Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Danny, with Nancy's favorite kids, Serene and Pearl. And we do a podcast together. Right here in Prim Springs. I noticed you have a book
out. This is the weirdest introduction.
No,
like,
it's
who
the best.
Knows Nancy? You assume that people know who Nancy is.
It's your mommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
But y'all are her favorites, right? Can we be honest?
No.
She has a lot of kids.
Serena is her favorite.
No, Uncle Steve is. Steve is her favorite.
I've never even heard of Steve. See?
See? And no one's heard of Steve, and no one's heard of Nancy, and no one's heard of us.
So let's get into the party.
See, yes. That was the best intro we've done. I think a tag team intro moment happened.
We are doing a part three of my book club.
Yes.
Because last time I came, we only got through one book, the book that I didn't have, but we still talked about. It's called The XX Brain.
I love it.
It was incredible. You should check that potty out, people. So as you guys know, I'm a nerd. I read health books for passion, for...
It's like your sport.
Yes, it's my sport.
You're like Olympic level. Like you have... You dog-ear every page, too, which is really interesting.
Yeah, and I write on every page.
Like at once you've dog-eared every page, do you just undog-ear them all?
No.
Wouldn't that be? You keep
them.
How? And then she passes it to me, and that's her way of, like, leading me and guiding me.
Cliff notes.
Yeah.
Okay, so
my
dog-ears
are so special to me. Sometimes I go through my books, pat, and I just go and look through my dog-eared pages. It brings back good memories.
You have, like, a relationship with your books.
I do. It's when you get to Geekville status.
Yeah.
That is, you know, no one can really attain the Geekville that you feel yourself in. You're so proud of your Geekville-ness. Your dog ears mean so much to you.
Do you ever want, though, like, I'm always afraid to mark up books because I'm like, man, I want my kids to read this and then they're going to have to.
No, but that's the pride.
You like that.
You see, I have like, I actually have some problems with my pride of my dog ears and my markings.
Because you think, when my child reads this,
they
saw the moment I had with this paragraph, this exquisite paragraph, they'll know that I'm switched
on.
Okay,
Danny, when you walk through the Kroger or the Publix and your cart is full of vibrant things, there ain't no beige boxes in there, right?
Not anymore. You
just look at your berries and your fresh proteins and you feel kind of a little bit superior.
It's like why I feel superior right now with this in my hand.
Yeah.
You want to know what's in
a dog-eared book
mud.
Makes me feel superior.
I see. Yeah.
This what's in this thing is I'm actually going for a bit of a build because I'm training with weights, right?
Thank you for putting the microphone after fully talking for 5 minutes.
Yes. Well, no, it's just that I was eating and I didn't want the swallow to be on the
microphone. Oh, that's fair.
I was doing this and now I'm doing this.
Okay.
So I didn't ferment this, but this is goat's milk that was this morning milked from Gypsy, my goat, in my backyard.
You named her Gypsy?
No, it already came named.
Do you take the teat? It's teat to jar.
Teat to jar. No, I filter it before it gets here.
Filter.
Well, because
you're not the one who milks Gypsy, right?
No, my son does. I have milk to show him. How?
You taught your son
to
milk. Do you like doing the squeeze of the
udder?
I
really like doing the squeeze.
Have you ever squeezed the udder right into your mouth?
Oh.
I like to filter this milk through like a parchment so that, you know, if there's a little bit of hay.
Or feces.
No, there's no feces. You wipe down everything and it's not near the bum. It's because the udder's not near the bum.
When you first said that, it was like a fraction of a second. I was like, ooh.
But
it was replaced with today. Could we?
It's good.
And so we'll have raw cacao and a very, very, very great quality raw banana, green banana flour.
So you made chocolate milk.
So it's resistant starch in here.
So it's a good old
mineral
salt for building.
Yeah.
But I take back my, I take that back. That was wrong.
I had some protein in here added too.
Because, you know, we shouldn't just be like people that can only get our food from a plastic
You'd
bag
rather ultra pasteurized it in some heat treated carton.
It was wrong.
Do you treat it at all?
Like, no.
Just filter through
no,
a cheese
straight block? Microbial. That goat milk has incredible microbes.
But you usually culture it, but you're doing some raw goat's
oh,
milk.
Oh, I usually ferment the heck out of it, double ferment. And I still have, I've got my double fermented one in this bag right there.
That's great.
But you know, I want calories right now.
No, because even me, I mean, I've known you guys for decades and I'm all down with the from the earth, from, you know, swallow an egg right out of your chicken, you know.
right out of your chicken.
You know, and even me, it hits me like, ooh, should some sort of professional treatment be done? But this is the way the world was lived for thousands of years.
When the Bible says enough goat's milk for the freshening of the maidens.
Mm-hmm, you're a maiden.
Yes.
You're the maiden.
I don't think he meant for it to go through a machine and a bunch of stuff first. No. I'm fine if people want to do that mass marketing because you never know where it's come from and how many months it's been till
you're
you
doing
got
a
it.
Huge factory.
But if it's in my backyard, I'm just taking it right from the udder, mate. I'd squeeze it in there.
Yeah.
Man, what if everybody could, like, even if you lived in the city, have like a goat and some chickens and like that was your... That's how you did lunch.
Well, a lot of third world people do that. So, Dan, they do well.
Well.
Enough about pride. Next,
enough about pride and being prideful about choices. But I do want to discuss this book because this is kind of a latest one that I got. It is called Cheating Death. All the books that I read are just all about, you know, health, longevity, just because it's just so interesting. By Dr. Rand McLean. And the reason I thought I would talk about it is because I found this one full of amazing information that I didn't know. And I heard this guy on a podcast, Dr. Rand McLean. I listened to this podcast called The Thyroid Fixer by Dr. Amy Horman, I think her name is.
From California.
Yes, she's very Californian.
With a Californian accent.
Yes, but she is a rock star when it comes to thyroid. I don't agree with all of her ideas on nutrition. She's a keto. She's a low carber. She promotes fasting sometimes. I don't have to agree with that. She knows her stuff about thyroid and she has really interesting guests on. You know, I always listen to podcasts when I work out. I know you don't, Serene, because you're so into your workout.
Oh, a muscle and mind connection. I can't connect with any speaker.
I'm obviously not connecting with my muscles enough.
You don't do music or anything?
Oh, I can do music, but certain words, like certain, there's too much words going on that are making me think. I don't like that.
You only want to be thinking about your muscle that you're moving.
Yeah.
I like to not think about the muscle that I'm moving. That's why I don't get the same results as her probably.
Oh, so you have to
distract. Just take my brain off the pain, yes.
Yeah.
And let me just get through it like I didn't even know I was doing it, which is wrong, Danny. But I'm just a baby stepper in the training.
Yeah, you'll grow up, be a big girl.
I will.
He looks concerned for you. He's like, you grow up and be a good big girl?
I wonder if she will, he's thinking. This book. Okay, so this guy's really interesting. He has a practice in
California.
Have
you ever underlined with these awesome anti-aging body hacking books where it says muscle and mind connection? Clipped the page and like dog-eared it and patted that?
I might have. I don't know, but I don't recall. But I brought it here because there's such fascinating info in here that I hadn't heard anywhere else. Let me tell you his story, though, because everyone's got a good story, or why would you write a book, yeah?
Yeah.
So this guy was born with and went and endured some chronic health issues, man. And, you know, he's a doctor, and he went through some really, really rough times. And now, I mean, if you look at him, I believe he's six. Look at this guy.
Oh, I got to see.
Look
at
Rand.
Rand,
Dr. Like, Rand.
He looks fantastic. How old do you think he is
there? I don't know. I think he's 60-something.
Yeah.
He might. But, I mean, he's...
Break the sixth realm and show the people.
I mean,
people.
You can show the camera something. That's
fine. Yeah, I'm allowed to do that.
I'll let you off with a caution.
So, he has had prostate cancer.
Oh.
What I was just blown away with all the things in here. It's called Cheating Death. So, he goes through all the things and the ways that we can do to cheat death. Now, obviously, you know, we have a certain time on this year, but to contend, to make our lifespan here better, and not just longer, because that's what he talks about in many
because it is longer these days with medication,
but it's not
a better longer.
He's saying a lot of my patients come to me and she's like, don't make me live longer if I feel this way. And it's like, it's not lifespan anymore, it's health span, living the longest, but vibrantly.
That's interesting.
Health span's a great word.
Yeah, health span.
I love that word.
That is a good word.
I'm going to dog ear that and pat it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big mindset shift.
Yeah.
From just like, I don't care how miserable, may I not die.
Yeah. Yeah. So he goes into all the latest things that if you're into the body biohacking world, you'll know about them, you know, rapamycin and the things that kind of turn on your autophagy. What do we know about autophagy, Danny? Okay, so Serene, you know about autophagy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's cell death. Yeah.
Well, yeah, autophagy helps your body clean out all your old decrepit cells. And things that do it are, you know, there are things that the fasters really promote it because fasting turns on autophagy. Mm-hmm. But actually, exercise turns it on.
Cleaning out senescent cells. Yeah,
senescent cells are the ones that are kind of old and they stop functioning as they should and they can turn into cancer and things like that.
Exercise turns on autophagy?
The studies show that it does. They do it even more effectively than fasting. Now, fasting does
do it more effectively with when you put your mind with the
muscle. Probably.
I'm looking for alternatives to fasting.
Yeah, that's me.
Well,
yeah.
The thing is fasting turns it on, but there is side effects to it.
Yeah.
Exercise turns it on with no side effects.
And so there's better ways. You gain your muscle. So it's a double win. And he talks about he's not a faster himself, which I was so interested in because most of the longevity people are. He says, I'd rather not do that. So I found other ways. So he's an
he's a
strength training guy. He's a rapamycin guy, but that's the way he uses it. It's kind of interesting. He's a peptide guy. He's a bioidentical hormone guy, of course. So all these things, he's like, I'm not interested in living longer if I'm just some decrepit person who does not have my strength. I'm interested in living longer but stronger too. But this is, you know,
so inspiring, isn't it?
I'm not going to tell his very extremely simple and mind-blowing approach to how he cured his prostate cancer, because I'm not going to deny him some book sales, but I'm going to talk about how he did. I'm not going to give the amounts. So just something as simple. He talks about polyphenols and how they're underestimated. The polyphenols, you know,
like in green tea.
Yes, and he talks specifically about green tea.
Do you want a sip of my fermented goat's milk? It has a raisin or two in there to help with the double ferment.
This is your double ferment.
So if you get a little...
Is it just...
I'm
glad
it to
you
my
prefaced
mouth.
That, because if you're like, here's some goat's milk, and then you
get
some
good.
Raisin-like object in your mouth.
But there's no sweetener. There's
no
nothing.
Sweetener.
Just
nothing. That's just the kefir. There might be a raisin. Don't think it's a turd.
And a goat turd.
I put the raisins in the second ferment.
Because goat turds look like.
Because I just want to keep that bacteria teeming. And so that the little bit of something in there to feed those microbes.
Woo!
This is to longer and stronger, right? Live longer, but live stronger.
I bet this inspired Coca-Cola.
Yeah, there's a schwepp to it.
Because there's a like it gets you. I think that's part of the fun. Look, I'm holding on to it.
No, it's fine. You can take a double sip.
I think it's part of the fun of... Back in the days when I was on Coke, my Coke habit, that was part of the fun. Was it gets you?
Yeah,
you know, this gets you.
Okay, so let me get back to this, if I may. If I may,
I'll try to waterfall.
Oh, it's okay.
If I may, Daniel,
dude, it's your podcast.
Hilltop Communion, God's blessed it.
The people that love our rabbit trails right now are like, yeah, I love this rabbit trail. The people that hate it are like,
do you know that I am? We are toasting to longer and stronger. It was a moment. So those people that don't like rabbit trails, they're having a Sila pause moment. Live longer, stronger.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Can I walk to one of your houses and get some dashed gummed kefir, please?
Yes, today? You can.
I mean, you always kind of want us to do it for you, Danny.
Truthfully, yeah. If you would just bring me kefir every week, I would be a very happy boy.
You know, sometimes you have to put your big boy socks on.
And I'm ready.
Your own Popsy bringing
ready.
Food.
Popsy brings Daniel
brings food.
Because you're such a needy boy.
You know what else? John's on the
John
food train
food.
Now. He brought me some sushi today.
Yeah. Okay, so
I don't know.
May I get jolly well back? May I?
So such a great rabbit trail.
Can I ask my pre-prudescence co-host if I may?
We might as well, sorry, we might as well like be playing volleyball.
Yeah.
While she's talking.
Okay, he says, let me put my glasses on. And guys, I don't look, you know how some women look sexy librarian
just
with their
it.
Glasses?
Let's have a
just
look.
Stop.
I'll tell you what
it's
you look like.
It's not me.
Yeah,
well, what
has
your husband said?
Not sexy librarian.
He said that? Or you just
no,
think
he,
that?
No, he
the
just
face
says,
he made?
He says, it's
kind of cute.
Oh,
but it's not
that's
even cute.
Grandma.
It's kind of
cute is like what grandma looks like.
Yes.
Kind of cute.
Let's have a look.
It just doesn't work for me.
Maybe
but
it's
I gotta,
a shape. Maybe I need to
I'll
take your glasses
different
shopping.
Shapes. It's just not me.
Hey, get a new. Let me see.
No, it's not bad. You look like
so
Lois Lane.
Bad.
You know what? I think if you would get a different frame, it
I'll
could
try.
Be.
Danny knows.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. You're because you're. I would say you're 50% there.
Okay.
To what
try
you
this experiment, he says. Type polyphenols cancer into Google. You receive almost 8 million results. If you narrow your search to green tea extract cancer, you'll receive more than 33 million hits. About 174,000 of those are peer-reviewed or scholarly articles testifying to its effectiveness. One of the first results is from the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center website, which recognizes that green tea extract has proven to be a promising anti-cancer treatment. Now let's dig down into how polyphenols work to fight cancer. I'm not going to keep reading because that's plagiarism, and I want you to get his book. Even though, as I've always said in my book club things, I don't agree with every word he says. That's okay. The gems in here, it's worth getting this book if you're a
geek. If you want to be part of Pearl's book club, you've got to learn to spit out bones.
You've got to learn.
Yeah.
And you've got to put everything in light of the holy ancient scriptures.
Yeah, you've got to put VidAngel over it.
Okay, so there he starts talking book about angel. EGCG, which as we know is the flavonoid for green tea, right?
Of course
right?
we know that.
Mm-hmm. And then he starts talking about... someone he knew and a friend of his who spent his life researching ECG. Where is that? Dr. James Moore, who spent, let me see. Anyway, he talks about his friend who was a doctor who spent his life studying EGCG. And he undertook this study called Cancer Prevention Trial of a Synergistic Mixture of Green Tea Concentrate plus Capsicum. It's called Capsule Tea. In a random population of 110 subjects, this was conducted by Claudia Hanel, Dr. James Moore. Okay, I should have underlined the right stuff. But what they found was that this eradicated the prostate cancer. So he, this doctor, was diagnosed with prostate cancer by two different methods, by imaging and by a blood test.
That guy that looks really strong.
Yes. He used this exact method, which takes 3 to 6 months, and I'm not going to tell you
can
how
Danny
much.
Can Danny and I put really strong cayenne in our matcha?
Yeah. Well, no, because you have to have the capsicol. It's not just cayenne. Mm-hmm. It's a certain extract of the capsicum.
So you probably
combined
so you would...
with it, and things work differently when they're combined. Mm-hmm. So it's the EC. It's the green tea extract plus this certain capsicum. It's called Capsule Tea, but get the book because I'm not going to tell you the amounts. He tells you the exact amounts he
Everybody's
used on
wanting
himself.
The amounts right
I
now.
I know, but I can't because, you know, that's like you want, sales you on wanna... his book. And he has spent a lot of time and he's sharing this information.
You're one of the best people
but,
in the world.
So
most people
we followed up. He says how long you take it for, which I believe is 3 to 6 months. He tells exact amounts. And then he said, along with using it on myself, we followed up with additional testing such as multiparametric MRI for prostate cancer.
Why don't we have our dad on this?
I know, because it's incredible for preventing. Patients who tested positive, including me, underwent 90 to 180 days of the treatment with this, and that's he talks about the combination, right? And every patient, including myself, tested negative, and we used with these things using non-surgical treatments. And along with additional traditional testing, confirmed that the cancer was gone.
I wonder if it works on other cancers.
And he,
why
talks
not?
About breast cancer.
Okay.
He's put on some of his patients on that, and that was confirmed breast cancer with a biopsy. So this is cutting edge information right here. Now he's saying these were early stages. I believe he talked about stage 1 and 2. He hasn't dealt with anyone with stage 4 doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not making big promises here. I'm just saying this is incredible stuff.
Very interesting stuff because we went and paid a bunch of money for our son to go to a particular doctor. His name is Dr. William J. Lavallee out of Texas. And he actually is a leading cutting edge cancer information.
Yeah.
And he's not just all natural. He believes in integrative. But he kind of mapped out the particular cells and what all my son was fighting. My son, for new people in the room, new people listening to the party, he battled cancer. He's totally free now. But now he's free. We took him to this guy so that he could map it out and put like roadblocks, you know, microscope, like inside the body, in the cellular level, put like roadblocks with certain antioxidants and things. And so one of the ones he was talking about, and I haven't got the whole all results, was just green tea combined with something.
Yeah.
And it's like a massive roadblock to not allow cancer. Because sometimes health things the cancer can feed on use and hijack something that's so normally nutritious for most people, but it can hijack and protect its own self. Like the cancer has its own like immune system and it builds its own self up. But one of the ones he was talking about was a green tea mixed with something, and I have to check it all out.
It's fascinating what the mixture of things and how synergy. They become so potent once they're mixed. But this guy is integrative, like you said. Like he's not, like, I don't want you to think that I'm pushing a book
on
you.
It wasn't drinking green tea.
No.
It was the extract.
No, and he said you'd have to, he talked about how much green tea you'd have to drink to get the same amount, and it was something ridiculous, like impossible for the human body.
Right. So we're talking about taking,
not saying green tea's bad.
No, it's green tea's for great medicinal. Green tea can do much, but when you're actually fighting something that is in your body and that has been shown on image to be something and confirmed, you know,
he's a knuckle cracker.
Yeah. This guy's integrative. Like he is not just like, hey, take a herb and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
He uses traditional methods. He uses some medicines and then he uses.
That's always the tension, I think, is the liability thing. It's like people, like even when I hear that, I'm like, I project like one of my family members. Well, much like you went through, somebody gets cancer and man, the boldness or the, I would just, I don't know, like to risk trying capsicum and green tea to me sounds terrifying.
Right. Well, he's not saying don't go through your traditional method. He's not saying that. He's just saying what he's seen.
He's
what
like,
worked for himself and my patients and his patients.
Well, oftentimes with prostate too, they don't have as great diagnosis anyway.
Well, no, prostate cancer can, it's not a fast growing one usually.
Yes.
It depends upon the type.
Oh, they remove the prostate, don't they?
Yeah, a lot of times they do.
And then that leads to other issues.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Here's the other thing he gave, guys. This is pretty incredible. I'm not going to tell you amounts, but he gives a certain absolutely like very definitive protocol that he gives to his patients and he sees it work every time and he learned it off bodybuilders. Okay, so this is for anyone
what is it
that
for?
Has non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
Which is a lot of
so
people these
So many
days.
People have fatty liver disease. Now, that is when the fat particles, you know,
and
they're supposed to be...
from the alcohol.
No, that are supposed to be in your adipose tissue, your fat, they start going into places they should never be. They start actually going into muscle. They start going into liver. Okay. And once that happens, well, your liver is compromised. It leads to so many issues. And many, many Americans have this. You know, interestingly enough, so many people that have come to Trim Healthy Mama have like, oh, my fatty liver disease turned around just because of the healthy eating. But sometimes it's not enough.
Yeah.
Sometimes that fatty liver is just, it's too extreme.
Do you think that with a lot of these more extreme diets that we don't support, that there actually is a season of it working, not because of the magic diet, but because they're not cramming canola oil into their veins?
Yeah.
Like that stuff, I mean, doesn't bad oils and processed foods, I mean, it like we see it like as going into our stomach and then out, but doesn't it get like driven into our cells and into, like when you said the fatty gets push into the muscle.
And I think it's not just the fat. I think it's the high sugar, you
yeah,
see.
Yeah, well, that's what.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's not
invades.
Eating fat doesn't cause fat, but eating hydrogenated fats or the wrong fats, I believe, of course, make everything worse.
But from the stomach, does it not permeate our body? Isn't that a better image?
Well, it's inflammation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like physically what's happening. Like
what he's saying is it doesn't just come in and go out.
Right.
Nothing just comes in and goes out without leaving a footprint.
Yeah.
Is that
like,
footprint
like
going to be a great
filling.
One or an awful dirty one?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a sponge taken on water.
That's
how,
right.
I actually had a dream about that. It was a shift for me in, like,
it
helped me health-wise. Maybe. Like, health-wise, it was a real catalyst to make me get really serious is I just saw food absorbing into the body like a sponge rather than, you know, your it was just a different visual that made me go, oh, I got to pay. I gotta.
Visuals are very important.
It
when
is,
people
yeah.
get information in a picture form, it's powerful.
Yeah.
It's very powerful.
What does Ben call them? Memory pegs.
Memory pegs.
Memory yeah. pegs.
Okay, so if you know someone with fatty liver disease that's not from alcohol, this he just has so much success with this. I think it's really good to know, but I'm not going to tell you amounts because, you know, go get the book. But I'm going to tell you what they are.
What a supportive author
read
you
this.
Are.
Well, hey, when we write it, there is so much effort that goes into a book.
It's like I'm when you wait tables.
Yeah.
It's like writing a marathon plus.
Yeah.
Bodybuilders, and excuse me, Dr. Ran, I'm going to read one of your paragraphs. I hope you don't mind a full paragraph here. Bodybuilders have long been aware of the curative value of a combination of supplements for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. In fact, I first learned of the use of choline and inositol to treat fatty liver from Dr. Franco Columbia, the famous bodybuilder and multiple-time Mr. Olympia. Some bodybuilders use anabolic steroids to facilitate deposition of as much energy as possible in muscles. They would then overeat and not move in an effort to bulk up. They do extreme things, right, to their body.
A lot of interesting things from bodybuilders. And then you just tone down their extreme.
Yeah, but they
know how to hack.
They know when doing this, they will often develop fatty liver, for which they could count on the combination of choline and inositol. He said, I've also added L-methionine too, to resolve. To be clear, lifting weights isn't correlated with NAFLD, but taking anabolic steroids, having poor nutrition, not getting enough exercise can lead to NAFLD. And this is what these bodybuilders will actually do to themselves just because they wanted so much bulk in a short amount of time. Bodybuilders simply began taking these supplements to counteract the effect of their regimens because they found them to be so effective. And he says these are the recommended dosages for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. He gives amounts, but I'm just going to tell you there's just three: methionine, choline, and inositol. So two amino acids.
You can get anywhere.
And then inositol. And then he goes, as noted, usually after 30 days, fatty liver entirely resolves. Every so often, a patient comes in to me with a case of fatty liver diagnosed by their primary care physician and confirmed with imaging. They're understandably concerned, especially because their doctors have no easy remedy. I'm always happy to provide the remedy of the 30-day course of these things and the doses just described. Most physicians can't believe something so simple and easy can do the trick, but they're, of course, happy to see the results, and then they adopt this remedy for their other patients. But this is a treasure trove of things like that. This is why I get so excited reading this book. I'm like in bed at night and I'm like, Charlie, let me read you this. And he's like, that's nice, honey.
You can hear the voice of the doctor too, even in the writing. Like he seems from what you've read, very balanced. Mm-hmm. He's always, you know, and confirmed with imaging. Like he's not,
he's not a quack.
That's how doctors talk. Like I've met doctors in real life and they just flow in that flow of like, I'm not just telling you what I think. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't an anecdotal idea. This is confirmed with imaging, two double report. You know, he's got the, that's really cool.
Yeah, when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk more about what he says about stem cells.
Oh, you just wanted to beat me to it because it's only at the 26 mark.
She wanted to be the one that was like, good girl.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Going to talk about the Trim Healthy pizza crust mix.
Yeah, and Danny, we were saying this is actually something that you could manage, right?
It makes fast work for homemade
pizza. You know how
crust.
We have drive-thru Sue?
Yeah.
What are you, a drive-thru dude?
I tell you what, this, can you imagine
drive-thru brew?
People, imagine a pizza crust that's actually healthy. I mean, most pre-packaged mixes or pre-made pizza crust are filled with shiesty stuff.
Yeah.
Not ours.
Even
not
if they say gluten-free, right? You're going to have spiking grain ingredients there. Even though it's not gluten, it will spike your blood sugar and it will affect your waistline.
Is this like a big disc you're going to ship?
No, it's a mix, Danny. But then it just has a little direction on the back to tell you what you can add. Things that are found in your cupboard anyway.
All it is egg whites and water.
And guess what?
Okay.
And a little bit of oil if you want to.
This thing is so delicious, but let me tell you, it's filled with protein, it's filled with fiber. This has psyllium seed husk in it and all this fiber stuff that your children would never know were in it. it's low in carbs so that you can actually put your cheese on top mm-hmm. and not like destroy your waistline.
And protein, did you say that?
I said protein.
Because most of the time when you think about pizza, right, you have a little meat on the top. Well, most people have a little meat on their pizza. But it's not near enough to get the protein you need for a meal. And then because it's because of the crust. The crust is just white flour, devitalized stuff that actually ignites your blood sugar. But now in this crust, yes. we actually have good protein. Then you put your meat on top, then you've got a solid right. balance.
So you could have a pizza as like a balanced meal.
Yes.
And you know
like
what?
The first pizza.
It's got fiber in it. It's amazing. It's got micronutrients in it. It's got resistant starch in it, which is so great for your gut. Like the lupin flour is the first yeah. ingredient. That's a superfood.
But Serene, who cares, right, if it's difficult? I'm like the quintessential drive-thru Sue. And so a lot of like the from scratch pizza crust we've even put in our books.
Oh, they were
still
difficult.
Still too much for me. But this I do because it's easy and it makes healthy pizza.
Because you're adding water and egg whites.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
Does it make a medium, large, or
it makes
is it
an individual crust?
Okay,
so which is a big serving for okay. a person like yeah. I like to.
The
volume
one
eat.
Bag makes one individual.
No, the one bag makes many individual.
So you
crusts.
Could make a big family.
Yeah,
one.
You can.
Nice.
Can you imagine? Let me just reinvent this for you. Most people like families. Pizza is it's like gathering around the fire. You gather around the pizza, right?
Yeah, you gather it. Yeah.
But guess what? It's gathering around family poison. Pizza destroys the health of the families across the world.
I know it's
world.
Sad, and that sounds like we're big zealots, but it's
no,
just
it does.
The truth.
Pizza is like the worst thing as far as for health. It's like clogging white, devitalized crust with schists in it. And then you're going to have the drippy, ooey, gooey fat that can't be metabolized properly because of that white carb crust.
It's a bunch of schist and fat.
Yeah. Yeah. So now
it's
that's
not like a Brit, but it's a shite in there.
So snip open a bag tonight, roll out a new world of pizza that is both practical yet pampering to your health needs. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
I'm Serene.
Hey, guys. Danny here. I just wanted to welcome you back. From the break.
He loves doing that eye contact with you guys. But I'm not allowed to. Neither is Serene.
You can stop now.
Okay. So another thing with this book, Cheating Death, was I was so fascinated to hear about stem cells. Now, stem cells are so controversial, right? Well, your son just underwent a yeah. whole stem cell, what are they called?
Transplant.
But
that's different.
But it's different. It was
it's very different. I think when they do it for cancer, they're just rebooting your entire mm-hmm. system. They have to pull your whole entire immune system mm-hmm. down so you don't fight all of these stem cells they're putting yeah. you back in. So I think it's a different thing.
But I'm telling you that stem cells have had some quackery about them. And he talks about how so many clinics, you know, charge untold dollars and oftentimes results are not seen. But he's saying in here, he talks about the science of how that they will be the wave of the future and things that are happening with them now are just mind-blowing. So he thinks that stem cells really can be helpful in certain situations and he talks about his own healing with them for an injury and it's phenomenal. You just have to read his story. But stem cells really are going to be of the past soon and what is taking over is Muse cells.
Huh.
Muse, M-U-S-E, and he talks about them. He actually listed a place in Peru that is doing some literally mind-blowing stuff.
Yeah, tell me.
I was going to tell you all about this, Serene. I mean, they are regenerating hearts. They
wow.
are like people with really challenging. I think it was even Lou Gehrig. Some people with like the mortal diseases, you know, that no one can touch. They're having really interesting success.
Wow.
He just says one of his friends is a doctor who actually yeah. works with Muse cells, and he gives the history of how Muse cells started. I'm going to tell you about what Muse cells are, but what they're doing is so incredible. They're much more powerful than stem cells. Muse cells happened by accident. When the scientist was working with stem cells and she left them all afternoon. I mean, he tells a story. I'm probably uh-huh. telling it wrong. But she left them in a stress situation where they didn't have enough food. They didn't have what they needed to survive. So she came back and she thought, well, you know, I don't know if I should use these. But she used these in some of her experiments. And they were about, I don't know what it was. I'll just throw my word in there because I think they were like 1,000 times more powerful. because they had to survive that afternoon. So they'd stressed, so they became hardy. They became the long livers, the fighters, these mu cells. And so now they're starting to use mu cells in situations and conditions and diseases that stem cells never had any chance of working. And mu cells are doing it.
So mu cells are like the marathon cells, the ones that don't give up. They're the Navy SEALs.
They're the Navy SEALs. They are the best of the stem cells.
I can go seven times longer, seven times harder. You know,
what's wild is like cells and bacteria and whatever else, little, all the tiny things that like are alive in our body, they seem to have a will.
Yeah.
It just makes me want to fall down and worship God. Yeah, really, it does. Like this is all, this science stuff here, to me, it makes me want to go worship.
Have you ever seen under a microscope?
God that created all of it.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen the microscope where the imaging under a microscope where white blood cells attacking harmful bacteria in the body?
Wow, I'd love to see that.
They choose to do it. They'll bump into this harmful thing that's a virus or whatever, and all of a sudden they're just like, they're like summoning. I mean, you don't see an arm wave, right?
Yeah.
But others, they're alerted somehow chemically. Others began coming around it, and they start to eat, and it goes,
mean, how can that all be created by some wild bank? I'm telling you, I just love seeing the intelligent design behind the whole thing.
Yeah, and also the thing about mu cells is there has been some fear in the past, and actually some science around it. It's not typical, but there are chances that when you use stem cells, it can cause cancer.
Yeah.
But you cannot with mu cells. So mu cells are much safer too. Wow. And I wrote down Serene here, Uncle Grant, because our uncle has, he has Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And he's been dealing with that. And he lives in New Zealand for many years now. And, you know, they're kind of at the stage where they don't want to hear all the things. Because so many people give you, oh, try this. And my aunt had full remission because she ate flax seeds or something, you know, and they're kind of tired of hearing all that.
Have you seen the video with the... Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, go ahead.
Sometimes I think you're done and you're not.
No, but I will just go, so you stop me.
Well, I think it's Parkinson's. It's this old man and he is just... Yeah, is that Parkinson's where you're just trembling and shaking? So maybe it was Parkinson's, but he's trembling and shaking. And they give him high doses of marijuana.
Oh, really?
And it completely fixes it. And he's sitting on the couch and he's like, I feel great. I mean, he went from inconsolably Parkinson guy to you and you, just like you and me talking.
Yeah, and
on
it was
the
probably not the stuff that's been hot for recreational use. It's probably the real medicinal
kind I think
that
it,
was the original.
Well, I think it was, I don't know if it was smoked or if it was like put into a really potent cream or something. I forget how he took it, but I mean, he looked cured.
Yeah.
You can find it.
It's temporary. I've heard of that. It's a temporary thing.
No, it's not
it
cured.
Just calms their whole system
down.
It's
while he's on it.
It's why God made the herb in the first place, before man messed with it.
I think people abuse marijuana.
Yeah. I mean, it's a medicinal. That's
a medicine.
Why we use
hemp. Originally, it was medicinal. Yeah.
I mean, there's things, you know, of course it is used for other things, but there's medicinal aspects to it, sure. But
are we still going to smoke it during the break?
We got kids listening and they need to know that that's not true.
Okay.
So he's talking about how mu cells are having amazing breakthroughs.
I like
Parkinson's.
How she said that with her glasses and it really had a sense of
it
authority.
It was much more authority.
It was grandmotherly. Like, she didn't look up from her book.
No, she was like, that's enough, Dan.
I knew to
that's
not enough, even speak after it.
Like, I'll take you behind later and I'll have a little chat.
Mu cells, interestingly enough, they lack a fingerprint, meaning that they can be taken from a donor. You know how Arden had to use his own?
Yes.
So they can be taken in a donor and infused in a recipient without fear of rejection. A big part of stem cells is rejection.
Yes.
And so that's why people have to take their own. And it's very painful, Serene. Mm. Taking your own stem cells, especially if you have to do a lot.
Yeah.
And it really wipes you out.
Wow.
This doctor had to do it for himself. Yeah. And it can wipe you out.
Yeah.
But mu cells doesn't require. I mean, I get so excited with what's coming down the pipe in the future for medicine. I mean, for what, you know, we're going to be able to do and to cure and to give people long, healthy lives.
Yeah.
That's
what
beautiful.
We all have to do is eat well, move well, so we can stay alive for these things.
I think people underestimate the amount of time and money involved to make it mass market, too.
Oh, yes.
Because they want, because like, this excites me as well, but I'm like, man, for this to really be like in your walk-in clinics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Probably 30 plus years.
And to your point,
He says, unfortunately, in the United States, stem and muse cell treatments either are still viewed as experimental or invite skepticism, at least from most medical professionals.
Do you know what this makes me think, guys? It's like, you know how, Danny, you don't like the word Christian because of the way Christians are messed up. You know, like, the lot of people have given a bad example of what we should be as Christ followers, right? But you're a Christ follower. You know how some people are like that. Even the term marriage these days has been so mutilated.
Yeah.
You know that it's like, I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, I don't believe in medicine. I just want to be crunchy and all natural because of what science, some people have done. Some people have done with medicines that should never have been put in the human body, right? But it doesn't mean there's no.
Or just doctors putting everyone on a medicine without them changing their diet.
Right. Yeah. But I don't want to say no to creativity. We're created in the image of God, and he's the father of creativity, and he made these things like muse cells and peptides and all of these things. And I don't want to say just because somebody is like helping see it under a microscope and formulating it in a petri dish that it's not incredible.
No, it's healing.
You know, just because there is some bad doesn't mean the whole thing's bad.
It's so true. And I think I look at that, you know, with the new weight loss medications that...
Semaglutide,
tirzepatide. There's another one coming out.
It's already out.
Oh, it's out in some areas. What's it called now, Serene?
It sounds like chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka-patide.
Retrotrutide.
Yeah.
The amazing thing with retrotrutide.
No, it doesn't take muscle away.
Does not allow for that. Yeah,
what's
much
it for?
More muscle protective for the weight loss. But I'm a little skeptical of it because the weight loss is so fast. Oh. It's like 50 times stronger than the others. Having said that, my kind of jury's out on that one because I don't like fast weight loss.
Can I try to spell it? I want to research that.
Retrotutide. It's not actually, I don't think doctors are prescribing it yet. They're about to.
Wow.
But I want to talk about this because, you know, we, Serena and I, get asked all the time what our thoughts are on these weight loss medicines. And we have a personal story with them, Serene's own husband changing his life.
I'm one of the Trim Healthy Mamas, right? I help all these people along with Pearl lose weight. I couldn't help my husband lose weight. I tried all of the tips and tricks that I would tell you guys. And, you know, he tried to exercise and, you know, he gave up because he got no results. Like, he had this kind of a genetic high blood sugar thing, which he's going to totally walk out of. But he'd wake up after eating my clean fuels and his fasting blood sugar was just pre-diabetic and just well into the crazy.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. So our plan stopped him from gaining lots of weight.
Yes, and he stopped him from being diabetic.
Being obese and
but
diabetic.
It was always borderline high. So he wasn't in a terrible state. He was just not in a flourishing state. He wasn't optimum. And he had about 40 pounds that he shouldn't have for all the work he gave it.
Yeah,
so I feel compassion, you know, for you listening out there and you're like, well, I work harder than most people and I don't see the result. I feel compassion for you and we want to help you because I had to walk through that with my own husband, Pearl.
And I think, you know,
me all the way.
We started because we kind of keep our ear to the ground on what's going on. I mean, it was back when, I think it was 20, when the COVID was everything. We went to that conference.
It was before COVID even.
I don't know, but it was early on when they semaglutide. No one had heard about them. We went to this conference. We'd already heard. I'd heard about them on some biohacking.
It was only for doctors,
groups.
And somehow Pearl got invited, and she was Dr.
Do you
Barrett.
Know what my name tag said? Dr. Barrett.
Dr. Barrett.
We were the only ones who weren't doctors, and it's so funny because they were all had their charts on the wall, and it looked like Russian to us, and we're like, we're acting, put intelligent faces up, acting like we were writing.
But anyway, so that whole conference really put the spotlight on semaglutide and tirzepatide. This was before they were out. And they said these will change the history of the world and the way medicine is practiced.
So we went home and we searched far and wide to find GLP-1.
Because it was
GLP-1 before it was really out
for SAM. It was what they do in the body with the GLP-1 pathway. And some people, we all make GLP-1. It's a peptide in our body. And it's very short-lived. It surges after you eat a meal. Some people are insensitive to it. They don't feel it. And
some people lose it.
Yeah. And as we age,
we become less sensitive to it. And in fasting, studies in serum in your blood levels, as you age, you have less of it.
Yeah.
So when they, you know, developed these medicines, which is just a peptide, and they added an ester to them to make them last longer in their body, I'm like, Serene, Sam should try this, because it was exactly his situation.
And he got blood work before the whole situation, and he looked one way. Then he got this medication, and he is a different man to look at, but a different man on his blood work, mm-hmm. different man.
The way he feels.
He said, Serene, I feel 20 years younger. And this medication has been a game changer, but he has had to use it with responsibility. Mm. He had to start weight training.
Yeah.
He has at least four, but he just shoots for 5 protein fuelings
a
day.
Well, that's what I was trying to say. These medications are now being abused because people are just eating their junk still, but smaller amounts of junk.
Or using it to fast.
Yeah, and taking, oh, I'm going to take my semaglutide, and they're dropping weight. I was in the grocery store the other day, Kroger. And I loved listening. I'm an eavesdropper. I listened to this conversation. I was getting that.
It must be genetic, because it's my favorite thing to do. In fact, sometimes when I'm in a restaurant, I'm like, shh, like I don't want to have our conversation. I'm listening to this.
I was pulling the nut pods out of the fridge, and there was this woman. She walked up to this man. She's like, oh, good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. Oh, my goodness, you're so thin. What are you doing? And he's like, well, you know, I got this new medication. It's really working on me. I don't want to eat much anymore. And I looked in his cart, you know, and it was trash.
Cardboard trash.
And I thought to myself, well, yeah, fantastic, he's getting better, but it's not helping his metabolism, and it's not helping things long term, because now when people go off these medications, they've lost muscle because they haven't weight trained. They have had their whole desire for hunger squelched so much that they don't eat enough protein.
Junked. Yeah.
So, and then they come off, so they're actually in a worse place
than
when they started. They have weight loss injury. It doesn't have to be that way. So people that do need these medications, and it's not everyone, but it's some people. I think they are literal life changers, but they have to be used wisely.
He had to keep his dose low, because when it affected his appetite to where he was offended at food, like he would say, I'm actually offended. Not that I don't want it. I'm offended at that meal. Like his appetite got so low. And so we slowed his dose down so low, so that he still has an appetite, because you got to keep that metabolism revving.
But it's just been amazing. I mean, we live in exciting times where cutting edge science is like merging with what we know about food as medicine. And to me, I just get excited to wake up in the morning.
Look,
to hear what
babies can be kept alive now at 23 weeks.
Yeah.
Like I had a premature baby 2 months early, and I just remember just feeling so grateful for science.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just thinking way back in the pioneer days, I would have lost that child and it would have been gone from me.
Yeah, so the crunchy parts of us, and Serene, you and I are a third generation crunchies. Oh, our crunchy nana before us was crunchy. Our mom ground her whole grain bread and sent us to school with whole grain sandwiches when everyone else was eating white. We thought we were the saddest little poor girls in the world, but no, we were thankful. Now we're thankful. But we're third generation crunchy, right? And I think the temptation when you're crunchy is to miss out sometimes, or despise medicines that are good medicines.
Yeah. And to despise a lot of contending, right? Yeah. Like we should just be in the wagons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The crunchiest of all the crunchy. Let's not progress at all, but progress has brought so much blessing.
Would you say that one of the most questions we get, like when we get questions that come into, you know, our Facebooks or messages or emails, you know, we get a lot, would be, but how can I stay natural? Well, my hormones are going, but I just want to stay natural. Like that's probably the most frequent question we get, because there's a shame in taking thyroid medicine. There's a shame in having to put a hormone in.
But the same people wear glasses will put crowns in their mouth, you know, when they chip a tooth. They will, you know, they will shod their feet with shoes. I mean, if you want to go all the way natural, you just got to go back to the cave, right?
I always just put shoes on.
I mean, where are you going to draw the line?
You better not even use period pads. You better let it just go into the garden from whence it came.
No, I'm serious. You know what I'm trying to say? Like some things are just wonderful. I just really love a good period pad.
I feel like if there were like young people present, they'd be pointing their camera phones at y'all right now. Like someone is saying something so insane.
It's so insane, but really that's the way we should look at it. Because
I don't even like the word naturally anymore, even though I'm the purist out of the two of us.
Mm.
It's because I think it's so twisted. I like the word what I like the sense of, like, you know, we don't do lifespan, now we do health span. I like that. So now I don't want, is it natural for me? I want to, is, will it make me thrive?
Yeah.
You know, more than is it natural.
And it doesn't matter if it's synthesized in a laboratory. Praise God for the laboratories. I say, bring it.
As long as it's bioidentical to the human body.
Yeah.
I don't think.
But for all that, I don't even take an aspirin.
But
you know
actually,
what I mean?
Hold on.
I won't even take an aspirin for a headache. Hold I'm that
on.
Natural.
Things have been so despised. And this is something he talked about on the podcast.
Tell me.
I loved it because it opened my
it's
eyes
like the chicken's
to something.
On the rotisserie and she's you know, ready to give me a crispy
yes,
bit.
You know, but it was, I like being challenged. You know, we're all about bioidentical hormones and so is he. Mm. But there's a but. He said people, steroids have gotten such a bad rap. And he already talked about them, bodybuilders and abusing them and all that sort of thing. Yes, he said they have been so abused. But steroids, he said, can be lifesavers. There is
they were a lifesaver for my child. I had to get a big shot right before I gave birth 2 months early to get my baby's lungs to grow in time for the birth.
Yeah. And he said like, there's one
sometimes
called Anavar, which weightlifters have used to bulk up. He's like, I use it in very small doses for my elderly patients. They don't have enough muscle and they don't know how to build it. And they could trip, break a hip and die. I give them a low dose amount of a steroid. Yes, people like will look at him with shame because he's using steroids, but it's life changing. They're able to develop a little muscle in their body. It gives them an appetite. They have no appetite and they come alive. And he's like, that's a steroid and that's how it can be used wisely.
Right.
And I was like, oh my goodness.
Well,
you
it's
go,
like a little honey, you know? can be used wisely. And then people that just overdo even natural sugars. It's like a little dried fruit in your oatmeal is great, right? But Pearl and I, when we were vegans,
right.
Dried fruit became our steak, something to put your teeth into and to chew it, right?
I remember going through a whole boxes
of dates. Well, I went and got a colonic because I was so a la healthy. You know, you do that thing when you're a la healthy. You go and cleanse your colon out every couple of weeks and you do that all that
coffee
crazy
enemas
stuff.
And stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, done
coffee enemas.
But anyway, this one colonic therapist said, I'm so sorry. I know you're only 18, but are you an alcoholic? Really thought I was an alcoholic because she said my intestines had all turned to ferment because of the amount of natural sugar. I never touched a drop in my life of alcohol at that point.
At that point.
Well, I like a little sip of wine. I'm a wine taster, not a wine drinker. I like three sips. I like to say, do I taste the cherry or the leather?
I'm
or
a
whatever.
Wine drinker, but not an excess.
But anyway, all that. But I'm not saying that to be proud. I just only like to taste it, I love to taste it. But anyway, at that point, I hadn't even tasted wine. But my intestinal system was all like an alcoholic.
Because
of the amount of natural sugar. I abused it. Doesn't mean that a good dried raisin isn't wonderful. It's all through the Bible.
Yeah.
Refresh me with cakes of raisins and stuff. But I was like, abusive. You know?
Why are y'all looking at me?
Because
salt can be abusive.
It totally can.
We look at you because you're our only other co-host.
Yeah, and I feel like we're... Well, I feel like
I'm not allowed to break
aware,
the fourth wall or whatever you call it.
You were aware of the 47-minute mark and I thought you were going to wrap it up.
Oh, and see, I thought you guys heard me squeak every now and again over the last 5 minutes of trying to get input.
I kind of did.
Can I just bring balance, though?
And now you were like, now you can speak. And I was like, it's all gone.
I know.
I want to bring balance,
though. That's what happened.
That's what happened.
I want to bring balance. I don't want people that have followed us and trusted us because we do like things natural, right, to think, oh, well, they've just gone to the dark side. I still put henna in my hair and it poops down the outside of a shower cap down my ears for 8 hours just because I want to be natural. Like, so I still am on the natural side.
I won't put any chemicals on my skin. Refuse.
Yeah, refuse. Like, I had Burt's Bees. Oh, let me have a look at that thing.
Yeah.
So we're not going to the dark side.
Bees
but we just want to thrive.
No.
We want to thrive and we don't want to say no to creativity that, like, heals babies, keeps them alive, keeps elderly people alive, and will help us in seasons where normally people come decrepit for us to really have health span.
You keep looking at
we're
me.
We're looking at you. What were the squeaks about it when you went?
I mean, at one point I was going to say, like you were talking about, like we don't ride around in wagons. I was going to say that, you know, I don't think we should do math.
Right. No, you know? I mean, you.
Unless you're going
to
be a scientist.
You should have shouted over us to say that.
Yeah, or unless you're going to be an astronaut. I think if you're going to just go into life like as like a normal person.
I agree with you. Why should we shoot for anything? Why should the rockets have gone to the moon? Why any of this stuff? If we're not going to use creativity to further. Progress is great as long as it doesn't destroy.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in to the Trim Healthy Podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Where you get to say a little bit.
Where I get to speak.
You need to speak a lot next part.
I'm going
to
dominate the next one.
You are.
Yeah.
And we'll be here in the same clothes. Trim Healthy.